Welcome to ATS Mix.
I think until you start asking questions, you know, you're just going to buy whatever's offered to you on the 6 o'clock news.
ATS Mix.
This isn't a talk show, it's a freak show.
From AboveTopSecret.com.
I'd also be skeptical of the people who are out there selling conspiracy theories.
The Internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. ATS Mix. From AboveTopSecret.com.
In the name of Christ, just let us in!
Starts now.
Well, you know, John, one of the most popular things that we have ever done in the previous 35 shows that we've done, and boy, I mean, it's just amazing how we keep getting more and more shows under our belt.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, you know, the more shows that we do, the more fun it becomes because we really get accustomed to what the membership's trying to say at AboveTopSecret.com, and it just makes for a more fun show, don't you think?
Absolutely, my friend.
Before we start talking about this particular show, I got to tell you something that weird that happened to me today, and I don't know, maybe it's just me, John, but you know, I am so sick of these radio and TV commercials that are aimed at men and women that have to do with sexual products. Now, I know that people are going to say, oh, God, Dave's going to do a rant. No, this is not going to be a rant. It's just that I have finally gotten to a point where I've had my fill of having things shoved down my throat in both the radio world and the TV world. Yeah. And it's not a rant. It's just an observation of what happened today.
Okay.
I have my great my grandson today, and we're watching TV.
Right.
And you know, on TV, I don't care what time of day it is, there's always some kind of erectile dysfunction ad. Okay.
All right.
And then there's also an ad that has to do with either feminine hygiene products or women's apparatus that they use for, you know, when they have their time of the month. Okay.
Sure.
Now we're watching TV and we normally watch like the Disney Channel or something, but I just happened to flip it over to a different channel.
Right.
And lo and behold, here is a feminine hygiene product that is on the television screen.
Right.
And it has to do with those products, Kotex kind of products, okay?
Right.
Now, I don't know if you've seen this one or not, but I understand why women get so angry nowadays, you know, because of these ads. They're showing some kind of an ad where they're actually making the product out like it's a saddle. Have you seen this ad?
No. No, I haven't.
They have this product, and it may not be Kotex. It may be Playtex or whoever those manufacturers are. But they're showing how comfortable this product is for a woman when she has this particular time of the month.
Right.
And they have it like it's a saddle. And my grandson is sitting there on the couch beside me.
Right.
And he's going, hey, he says, can we get one of those for Bosco?
Who is
and
Bosco?
Bosco is his little toy that he has. He has a little toy horse, you know, that has a saddle on it. And I look to him and say, no, honey, you know, I don't think Bosco would want to wear that saddle. Now, folks, I'm telling you, you marketing idiots up there in New York City or wherever you're at, get off of it. I mean, my Lord, I don't mind it being at nighttime, but during the day when a kid can sit there and see this kind of stuff, you know, and I mean, if my grandson asked me what erectile dysfunction is one more time, I'm going to get a 2x4. I am so sick of all this crap in prime time area where kids are not in bed yet. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, you know, another thing is it seems like it's promoting a parent or whomever in the adult category may be with a small child get into the position of having to explain things, including the facts of life, at a much earlier age because of the frequency that they see on the TV.
Yeah, and kids are smarter nowadays.
Are a lot smarter.
I'm sharper nowadays. I mean, he may be in kindergarten, but I got news for you. He's no dummy. He's observing his everything, you know?
Right.
And I guess it was a rant. Okay. Getting off my rant about sexual products on TV.
Yeah.
You remember Groucho Marx?
Sure.
Do you remember his I've Got a Secret show?
You bet your life. Sorry.
And for the and for those folks that obviously Johnny and I have gone completely over your head that don't know A, who Groucho Marx is, B, who the secret word was and what the secret word was, you can Google this. Google Groucho Marx, G-R-O-U-C-H-O-M-A-R-X. But there was a show called You Bet Your Life, and it was Groucho Marx, which was the famous Marx Brothers. And he had this pelican or this duck or whatever creature.
I think it was a duck.
I think that's where they got the Aflac logo from. I'm not really sure. And he would always put this word up there. And when people were in the course of a conversation would say the word.
Say the secret word and win $100. Thank you.
That's exactly what it said. Say the secret word. Anyway, I'm going to give you a secret word. And this is what I want you to do. I'm going to give you the secret word, and the first member that post on this thread that tells me what I'm referring to, I'm going to give applaud points, 1,500 applaud points. Okay? We're going to see how observant they can play this word association game is. Okay? You want to do that, John?
I know you don't want to do it. I think this would be the this would be the time where I go, staff and management are not eligible to play this game.
Yeah, this is where we want to put the disclaimer about my rant. Yeah, children are not allowed to play this game. But anyway, we are going to do a couple of neat things with this thread, John, and as you well know. One, we're going to play the secret word game. First person to sit there and tell me what the secret word is and what that's all about, I'm going to give 1,500 applaud points. And then we are going to put up a new caption contest, John. Can you believe it?
Yes. Yes, I can.
I know you can believe it because we've already discussed it and we're already going to do it. And this new caption contest, you're obviously going to know what it is because it's going to be do you think we ought to include it, John, on the thread, or do you think we ought to make it a separate thing?
I think for it to work properly, it should be its own separate entity.
Okay, I agree.
And you know what? I also think we shouldn't really tell them anything about it. They have to listen to this episode to know what we're talking about right now.
Yeah. But I tell you what, let's do. Let's add fuel to the fire if you want to.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and by that I mean the Springers and mine, I mean, we had a lot of activity on that, and the people really had a fun time with it. We're going to do this, but we want you to keep in mind, folks, and I'm going to say this on the caption thread also, you need to be TNC compliant. John, when our moderator buddies, male and female, hear that we're going to do another caption contest, I know they're going to shudder in their drawers.
And roll their eyes.
Oh, they're going to go, oh, God, not another caption contest. Because, you know, it really put them to a test on what was TNC compliant and what wasn't.
Yes.
So please, folks, on behalf of Johnny and I, we're putting this up for fun. We're going to give you a buttload of points if you're chosen, and we'll explain all that in the thread.
Yeah, before you do that, let me just add this to it. The reason why we have to be TNC compliant, terms and conditions, and not do anything vulgar or anything, what you may consider vulgar and what I consider vulgar are two types of vulgarity. In fact, you may say something that you think is completely innocent and someone else may take it completely wrong. For example, as you listen to this show, you will know when we get to this one part that we're talking about, I innocently say something that could be taken differently only because my generation, my age, would have looked at the word that I used in a different sense than what many people use now. So please keep that in mind. You don't want to use anything that could possibly raise some red flags and get you a warning. And now, Dave Rabbit's secret word.
The secret word for this episode is master.
You're killing me.
Yeah, watch. Dave Rabbit's going to get banned now.
Oh,
and then you're going to be in trouble big time, fella.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to it.
Let's rock and roll, baby.
ATS Mix. Thread discussion from AboveTopSecret.com.
Do you think, Senor Rabbit, that we will be going to war with Iran?
I don't think there's any question about it.
Really?
Yeah, because there's too many nuts in the world.
Yeah. And
you know, everybody has secret agendas, John. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Everybody has secret agendas. You know, I mean, we're in Iraq because of a secret agenda. I don't care what anybody says. You know, there was no weapons of mass destruction ever found. You know, yada, yada, yada. Same old, you know. Yeah. Everybody has secret agenda, and it has to do with a three-letter word, oil.
Yeah. Did you ever...
Speaking of oil, how much is gas right now in California?
About $3.35 a gallon.
Okay. In Dallas today, they just went up to $3.03 a gallon. Now, that's for regular unleaded.
Wow.
And premium is like $3.35 in Dallas today.
Wow.
Now, this gets back to the secret agenda thing, and I know we need to get into the thread discussion, but, I mean, this all has to do, to me, with secret agendas. I don't care what you say. You're never going to convince me that things aren't done for a purpose, period.
Yeah. There was
so I'll throw it back to you so we can talk about this thing.
Okay. Well, many years ago, and I believe it was like in the late 70s, there was a Robert Redford movie where he played a spy, which was called 3 Days of the Condor.
I love that movie.
Yeah. As far as old spy movies go, that's one of my favorite spy movies. You recall that his portion or his department of the CIA was him and a group of other people. All they did was read books, newspapers.
Yeah.
And that's all they did. And they tried to find secret little codes and messages that were in books. And he'd come up with this idea that, in fact, I believe he had sent a memo to the CIA about what he had found. And it was, in his conclusion, that the future wars were all going to be fought secretly for oil. That was the whole...
Right.
In fact, at the end of the movie, I believe, and I can't recall who was the bad guy that was of the CIA, and we both know who this guy is, and we just can't
Max von Sydow.
Yeah, he played the bad guy that was the assassin, but the guy that worked for the CIA that Redford had to trust kind of in a way. Anyway, he mentioned about what will you do when there is no longer any heat for your family? What will you do when there is no longer any gasoline for your family or you to drive to work? And that's what the whole thing was based on, was the future wars that'll be happening because of oil. Well, what a weird coinkadink that now here it is, you know, 35, 40 years later, and I agree with you, sir. I think that many of our agendas that are secretly being done are in the interest of keeping oil and gas coming over to Europe and to the Americas. Anyway, so let's get into this thread. It's a, kind of a short thread. It's located in the New World Order arena, and it's entitled Middle East Peace Envoy, Blair Launches Attack on Iran. And it's done by our poster known as Kindred, who has been here for several years.
From United Kingdom.
Yes, absolutely. He has a link at dailymail.co.uk. He says, warning, before viewing the pictures, please make sure you have a bucket close at hand.
You get the hint that he doesn't care for Blair.
I'm guessing. I don't know. Now, before we actually go to that link, let me just read a little of the snippet here. Tony Blair today compared the threat of Muslim extremism to the rise of fascism and warned that Britain must not waver in its fight against terrorists. The former prime minister also criticized some of our own circles for arguing that the West had provoked Islamic groups to commit terror acts. We have Kindred saying, what can you say about Blair? I think those pictures say it all. He is still completely delusional and dangerous. I just find everything in this article, especially the words of Blair and Cardinal Edward Eggen, truly sickening and hypocritical. All actions have consequences, unless, of course, you happen to live in Blair's deluded world, where he can do no wrong. And then the other snippet says, Cardinal Edward Eggen called Mr. Blair a great and effective warrior and said, you lifted our hearts and reminded us how powerful real eloquence can be. And then, of course, our poster, Kindred followed that up by saying, how can a man who is supposed to represent peace and harmony praise a man and his cause, especially when the cause has brought nothing but lies, deception, death, and destruction to so many? These people in the highest echelons of power truly belong in the gutter, and their only goal in life is to bring all of humanity down to their level. After 10 years of this moron, I was relieved to see the back of him. Unfortunately, it now looks as though he is being lined up to become the EU president, a non-democratic constitution nobody wants or even voted for. God help us all. Which, by the way, that's the first time I've ever heard that, that he is
what's
now
a,
being...
What's an EU? What's EU?
The European Euro, Union. That's, you know, just like the Euro is made up of all the different states. Like I said, this is the first time I've heard of this also. I didn't know that they were even considering having a president slash dictator over.
Well, that's
the,
weird. Now, Matt, you know, what's interesting is Nexus, another member that we've from the United Kingdom. You know, I tell you what I love. I love our United Kingdom members. I mean, I really do. I mean, well, first off, our founder, Simon Gray, is United Kingdom. And, you know, I just love and respect Simon. But I've really got a kinship with the United Kingdom membership, and they really are a bunch of great lads and lasses over there, and Nexus always comes up with some really funny stuff, and this is what he has to say. Firstly, a Christian cardinal is obviously going to agree with fighting another religion. I'm surprised the Pope hasn't called for a crusade yet, you know?
Yeah.
As for Tony, no one likes him, and he knows it. He's staying on Bush's good side so he can stay in politics, because he's finished in the United Kingdom. Bush and friends are going to do their best to get everyone to hate Iran, and it's working.
Yeah. At this time, let's go ahead and click on the link there that Kindred had originally.
I was wondering how long it was going to take you to let me do my thing with this photograph.
Well, you know, it's a rather interesting photograph. We have, obviously, Tony Blair with his finger up sitting next. Sitting next to Cardinal. Go ahead, please. I know you're dying to. Go for it.
I am so dying for this. Folks, what you got to do is you got to go to this thread, New World Order, and then over to Middle East Peace Envoy Blair launches attack on Iran. And you have got to, without fail, click on that first little shortcut that Kindred put up about the dailymail.com.united kingdom. Right. And the reason is because this is not going to be funny unless you're looking at the photograph. Right. Now, I'm looking at the photograph. Here's a picture of Tony Blair on the left. Here's a picture of Cardinal Edward Egan on the right.
Right.
They're both kind of smiling like they're really having a good time. Now, here's a couple of observations, John. Now, you're looking at the picture, right?
Yeah.
Okay. One is...
yes.
And my apologies to anybody that adores Tony Blair or anybody that's Catholic, but Tony Blair's finger is up like he's got a whatever, and the Cardinal's looking to him. I'm just wondering where the Cardinal's hand is and if that's the reason why Tony Blair's finger went. my second observation is I know it's not this because I can look behind the Cardinal and see, but look at the Cardinal's head, John. Does that look like a horn coming out the left side of his head or the right side of his head? I know it's like a Catholic priest's collar behind it, but
yeah, there's
somebody
behind him, and so, but yes, it is it's appropriately placed.
And I'm not making fun of the Catholic religion. You know, folks, I've said this before. Anybody that's been that's hated me for a length of time knows that, you know, I grew up Catholic, you know. But, you know, I have a couple of problems with this whole thing with the Blair and the Catholic religion. You know, anytime you have the leader, which we discussed on a long ago thread, John, about the Pope, standing up and saying that all the other religions suck. And, you know, I made a rant about that. And, you know, if this just goes along with it, how can you possibly have a religious order, Catholic or Baptist or whoever, sitting there and involving yourselves in politics? What happened to the concept of separation of state
and church
religion, you know? Yeah. I mean, to me, this smacks of everything against the whole concept that people have been talking about for eons, the separation of church and state. And here you have a cardinal high up in the Catholic Church sitting there and anointing Tony Blair's comments as if he's giving it an endorsement by the Catholic Church. And I think they're going to have a lot of repercussions on this.
Yeah, I agree. In fact, the after you look right below the photograph, the first paragraph stated here, and this is at the Daily Mail link, it says, in his first major speech since leaving office, he also condemned the demonic skill deployed by Muslim extremists and singled out Iran for backing and financing terror to destabilize other countries.
Right.
This, to me, in my opinion, sounds like somebody that is trying to provoke the thought that it's time to go to war with Iran. I mean, and obviously, so does this article, or otherwise it wouldn't be named such. But getting on a lighter side, can I? You went on a little funny sidebar.
I'd love lighter sides. Go ahead with it.
I think this photograph would be ideal for a caption contest.
Oh, you read my mind, you dog.
Just as you and Springer had your caption contest, which, by the way, it was just humongous. You know, I can see it now where, you know, you got the cardinal kind of looking, and it looks like he might have had a couple of drinks there for his red face as he is. Again, no apologies to my religious friends. But Blair, with his finger up and the way he's got his eyebrows up and everything, to me, if I were to do a caption contest.
Oh, this is a great one. I've already done it.
It would be Tony Blair saying, and so when I was in the doctor's office, the doctor said, you may feel a small prick.
I've already copied the picture. I'm going to, as quickly as we get through, I am going to, if you'll excuse the expression, put it up.
Yeah.
And we're going to offer points, John, don't you think?
I'm unable to answer that because as I'm thinking now of what I just said there, I'd like to apologize because I didn't mean anything derogatory by that. I should have used a different word. I should have probably said, you may feel some discomfort now. And when you look at the picture and you see the way his finger is pointing, I think you'll be able to read in between the lines of where I was going with that. I was not meaning anything vulgar or derogatory. You know what? I need to get back on topic here. I'm going back to the thread post. Kindred
says,
I am
going to put this up, though.
I bet you will. You know what? I think I've already put this so far south that there's no recovery. So I will say that if you want to contribute to this, you will want to go to the New World Order Arena, and it's entitled Middle East Peace Envoy, Blair Launches Attack on Iran. And feel free to contribute to that and maybe even flag it if you want. And then, of course, you'll want to look forward to Dave Rabbit's captioning contest.
Yeah, and we're going to do points. There's no way we're not going to do points. This picture is just too good. Now, you got to remember, folks, you got to stay with TNC, which may be difficult because I don't think I could actually post what I would put on this one. But
yeah, and again, my apologies for what I said. It was not when I said it. I was not thinking what you people in the gutter are thinking right now. Okay,
that's right. That's right.
Because Johnny don't play like that.
Johnny don't play those games.
That's right. Anyway, I'm going to end this right here and now because, boy, this just went so far from what I had planned.
Well, it's nice. I really enjoyed this because this is the first time I can remember in 4 months of partnership with you that you ever made a thread go south.
Yeah.
Well, John, I found one that I thought was very interesting, and it's really a highly highly flagged thread topic by the member that started this, and it's got like over 6 pages. I believe it's pronounced Guyana, G-U-A-N-N-A. And the title of this particular thread topic that he said is My 8-Year-Old Son, The Criminal.
And okay, I want to pop this up. Where is it located? At what arena?
It's in the Chit Chat Forum group under Rant.
Under it, rant.
Okay. Then I didn't realize there was even a rant section. Boy, I could really, you know, wear that one out.
This is a forum made just for you.
They ought to call it In Memory of Dave Rabbit.
There you go.
There you go. Okay, anyway, this is not a long thing, but I want to read this because I think this is the whole gist of what this guy is talking about. And, quote, I'm so furious right now. My 8-year-old son last week at lunch recess pointed his finger at another student. The other student pointed back. Cops are called. Detention's handed out. My son gets off the bus sobbing. He is terrified that he's going to jail for a finger gun. A police report was filed against both boys. Charges will be pressed by the state, evidently. I called the police department this morning and spoke with the officer in charge. She tells me that it is just procedure under Homeland Security Act. Any hand gestures that can be considered threatening intent against another person's safety is against the law. Threatening intent. Intent. Do you honestly believe my son intended to shoot this boy, ending his life? I next called the school. I asked him to drop the charges based on the fact that my son had no life-threatening intent behind the 8-year-old lunch recess play finger gun episode. The right. principal then tells me that they did not press charges, only filed a report, which is apparently mandatory under the Homeland Security Act. The principal expressed how sorry she was and that she feels it is a complete pile of crap, quote-unquote. But, of course, her hands are tied. Because the state is pressing the charges, the school cannot make them go away. My son is terrified he's going to jail. 8 years old, damn it. I will fight this until the bitter end. If I cannot protect my son from this crap, then what should I do? I'm very angry at this time. I have no money for an attorney, though I have no doubt that I can provide enough character witnesses for him to prove he had no intent on the other boy's life. Perhaps I should get together with the other boy's parents. If the two boys can agree that they were just playing, then it would get thrown out of court, right? Ben Franklin once said, they can give up essential liberties to obtain a little temporary safety, deserve neither liberty nor safety. The Homeland Security Act stands to destroy everything our nation was built on. Initial reactions, John, to that. What do you think?
Jeez. Well, that to me sounds like Homeland Security has taken it a little too far, in my opinion. I mean, that's just too much, in my opinion. That's too
well,
much.
I mean, here's the thing. I understand when you got a finger gun kind of thing. And I mean, the guy that made it famous was Charlie Bronson, you know, in his old stream of movies where he's this, right. you know, I can't remember the name offhand, the 59-year-old brain kicking in here. But, you know, where he decides to take Vigilante into his own thing. And he made like a genre of the movie. It's like 3 or 4 movies. I've gone blank, and I'm sure I'll get 1,000 UTUs with what it is, but don't do that. I will find out after the fact. But, I mean, Charlie, you know, he's sitting there. The thugs are rousting up people in an airport at the very end of this first movie, and, you know, he looks at the guy, and he's got that finger gun. Well, you know, I understand to a degree that that's maybe considered a threatening gesture. But, hey, you know, back in the 60s, we used not the pointing finger. We used the middle finger to exchange our little hellos to each other. Now, what would happen if you sat there and did the middle finger salute to each other? Would the police still be called, John?
I don't know about that.
Is that considering a threatening enough gesture?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, but I understand what this guy's talking about. I mean, stuff like this really chaps my butt. And I want to tell you why. Because at what point do you sit there and go, this is reality and this is way out there?
Yeah.
You know, I understand the Columbine situation. I deeply am sympathetic to all that and to the nuts that are walking around with guns and going into schools and killing innocent people. I'm totally sympathetic to that. And I am on board with doing whatever it takes to keep the innocent civilian population innocent. That said, I think it's stupid as hell to sit there and for the state, and I don't think it said what state, but whatever state it is, you know, to take action against 2 8-year-old kids that are using finger guns at each other. Christ, we used to run around the neighborhoods when I was a kiddo with, you know, with Mattel guns and stuff, and I mean, actually trying to kill each other.
I was just going to say, it's not like they were pointing toy guns or BB guns at one another.
Yeah, and I could understand it, but how can you do a finger gun and think it's life-threatening? I don't understand it, John. I really don't understand it.
Yeah. I don't either. And apparently some of the other members don't either. Kronos said, this is completely insane, but it's called zero tolerance, and they really carry it to the extreme. There is no flexibility in zero tolerance. 2 years ago, while in sixth grade, my son was pushed and hit over something stupid. He pushed and hit back because I've taught him to always defend himself, but to never be a bully or provoke a fight. Of course, I was called and had to pick him up from school to start his 5-day suspension. I spoke to the principal and told him the punishment was too harsh, as my son is a straight-A student, never before been to the principal's office, and was just defending himself. He cited the same thing that your son's principal did. He said that there was zero tolerance for fighting. If my son hadn't have pushed or hit back, he wouldn't have been punished. Best of luck to you and your son. I would advise getting legal representation if you can afford it, of course.
And then while Bob 77 says, I find this hard to believe. So if it's true and I were in your shoes, I'd contact every major media source that I could and try to get it on national TV. There's no excuse for this kind of stupidity. I'd like to see a Homeland Security official on TV try and rationalize why kids pointing fingers at each other can be in any way, shape, form, or fashion be considered a physical threat.
Yeah. You know, a couple of posts down, Layla quoted what Gwana said about the principal talking and did not press charges, only filed a report. And she says, what I find silly is that there is no common sense to this. She filed a report over pointed fingers? Who does that? What grown adult sees this and thinks it falls in line with what Homeland Security is concerned with? Her hands are tied because she filed the report when she should have just turned a blind eye? I agree. Call every news outlet you can. I know I would.
Okay, now Dark Elf has an interesting post, and it's gotten a couple of stars from the membership on it. Yeah. And in fact, I think I'm just going to go ahead and click and give it another star, simply because it makes sense to me. And Dark Elf says, it's all part of the mind control that our government is forcing on our country. And what better way to have a docile community of sheepy than to start in elementary school? By the time these kids are ready for college, they won't be able to think for themselves. They will be used to a society of zero tolerance. This is the generation that will be willing to give up their guns and all their inalienable rights. That was my word, not theirs. The only thing as parents and grandparents we can do is to teach them about the truth of the world. We may all have to go underground eventually. And, you know, with that, John, I mean, we could sit here. This could be one that we could go on and on and on and on about, because it has a tremendous amount of intelligent people of the membership of AboveTopSecret.com that have come on here and expressed the things. But I just want to end this topic discussion with one that I think is pretty short and to the point. And this is by member DZ Networks. This is the very last of this. And it says, it's getting pretty bad in a society when you can't even point at someone anymore. 1984, indeed. And, you know, I guess that's really all I can say about it, John, other than the fact that it just upsets me tremendously when you stop and think about all the gestures that people give each other on a day-to-day basis.
Sure.
That 2 8-year-olds are taken out and made a subject matter of for doing something no more harmful than, you know, picking up a finger gun, basically, and going ka-ching, you know. I mean, I've seen people do that all my life, and you know, they weren't nuts or whatever.
Yeah, while I was driving earlier today, I had several people tell me that I was number one with their middle finger. And so my query would be, what will be next? Will there be middle finger police now that will be going around to make sure that you don't do that also? Which to me, in my opinion, is much more awful than what these children were doing. Because the intent is a lot more innocent what they were doing compared to what these fine folks on the road were telling me.
Yeah, and I've had, in fact, I was number two on a lot of occasions when I was on the road. All right, well, I guess that's all the intelligent conversation we can do on this one.
Okay. Are you a lover of urban legends and folklore, my friend?
I love urban legends and folklore. I can't say it, but I like it.
I love it. Or folklore. That I could see how that would work also.
I love folklore.
I bet. Do you have a favorite urban legend or folklore?
Yes. One of the ones I like is the you know, one that we just talked about on the recent thread with the Sasquatch.
Which, of course, we... Oh, yes. All right. I was about to say, oh, but we can't talk about that one because I thought we were going to go somewhere else. Yeah,
no,
all right.
I wasn't talking about Dolly Parton. No, I wouldn't
talk about that one. Okay, good. Anyway, this is the one of the few times I actually have... I've been trying to expand my mental horizon, so to speak, here at AboveTopSecret.com and go into a few areas that I wouldn't normally go into. This one is located in the Chit Chat forum in the Folk Tales and Urban Legends, and it's entitled Human Tiger Baby Found in India. Now, I tried to read this with an open mind, but unfortunately, I have a feeling we're going to kind of have fun with this thread, because it just seems to lead us that way. There is a member here by the name of Bates who wrote this story called Human Tiger Baby Found in India, and Bates says, it's a crossbreed with a woman and a tiger. This is 100% true. I've no evidence at this moment, but the tiger baby is real. Expect to see this in the news and rubbished, but it is reality. Now, I don't quite understand how it could be in the news and then rubbished and then a reality, but a forum moderator immediately popped up and said, by the way, the forum moderator's name is Elevated One, which we just had a moderator interview with not too long ago.
Yeah, right.
Now, Bates, you've been a member here long enough to know not to come post something like this without a link to a story or at least a picture. And then Dr. Love, which I've always loved what he has right underneath his name, Dr. Love, which is whacking out ignorance.
Yeah, I love it.
He says, you know, I flagged this because of its oxymoronic-like nature. And even though that is, he did add below that piece, so that is not, in theory, a one-liner. He got around it with just adding that second little thing. Hickicks, or Hickicks. Do you know, is that how you pronounce that name?
Hickicks? Hickicks sounds good, yeah.
Hickicks. Says, I looked all around the internet and found nothing relating to this story. Since you have no evidence, you want to tell us how you came about this info? Another super moderator got involved, named of Maskowa. That is how you say that, right?
I think it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my apologies, super mod. You'll have to U2US with the phonetics. I'd like to second that. Since I looked around a bit too, I thought the only reason tigers like to get close to people is when they're in need of a larger snack than monkeys or waterfowl. And then, who is a member since 2005, Man of Bronze is, says, and he actually got a couple little stars posted on this. He's got a picture, Tiger Woods with his wife and their newborn baby. And he goes, "Acha, it's true, except for the India part. Oh, and the crossbreed part. Here's the picture." It's got a picture of Tiger Woods and his wife, who is most definitely a woman, it says in parentheses, and their newborn cub. Let's see. So then we get back to Bates. Bates wants you to know. Boy, this has got to be real. Bates says it's being kept.
Bates.
Yeah, it's being kept under wraps at the moment. My father's friend is from the region of India, and there have been talks about this for years. Then he says tigers only attack from behind. if they approach from the front, they want sex.
Oh,
it's,
man.
It's not uncommon for tigers to rape in India.
What the hell does that mean?
I am almost afraid to ask. Dr. Love? Yeah, right. Why I oughta. Oh, to be a suckling baby again. At least that particular sucking baby. Sucking
is he talking
baby.
About Tiger Woods' wife?
I certainly hope so, because
I
if
hope
he's
so
talking
too,
about the tiger.
I can imagine
yeah.
him wanting to, you know, suckle, you know, a tiger or something.
Yeah. And now Bates gets confused. What are all the flags about? I've not really posted that often and only really joined up after reading about all the Ike or Icky stuff, which I'm sure you
said. Is that Icky Twerp?
David Icky, the reptilian semi-expert. Fet Pincus. I sure hope I said that right. Another member says, damn, this thread is getting hot. Link sure would be nice. Maskawa came back, our super mod, saying, the only close reference I found for tiger rape is a denouncement of such, which says, in this connection of ad series launched by the Maruti Suzuki people, year before last for the new car modeled Zen, was representative of a trend which is in vogue. The controversial ad showed a young, beautiful blonde being stalked by a tiger throughout the city at night. The girl passes through the various areas of the city, blah, blah, blah. So the only thing he's been able to find... Oh, I should read, I guess, the last part. Only a persistent protest by a small but determined group of gender activists and intellectuals compelled the company to withdraw this ad, which had converted rape into a commodity.
Oh, man. Have you scrolled down far...
How far would you like me to scroll down to?
Well, his dad, D. Bates, yes. has a picture of some woman fondling a tiger. And then right underneath it, Nat Taylor has a clipping from some, probably some trash magazine. And it shows the tiger in a mounting position.
Which read earlier that if they come from behind...
Meowch, it says.
Yeah, meowch. Burglar raped by pet tiger. That you know, there's another photo caption contest, I think.
That's a photo caption contest.
Hey, this ended up getting 3 pages.
Golly.
Which is incredible in itself. And Bates, we have nothing against you, sir or ma'am.
No, we don't. I mean, it's a fun thread, Bates. We were curious whether moderator D. Bates is any kin to the member that did this, Bates.
Right.
And
well, we'll just stop right there. What I would like to suggest to Senior Bates, please, if you come up with any more information or a link. Please, for the love of God and a woman and a tiger, give us the link so that we have something to go back on. If you feel the urge, you could go to Folk Tales and Urban Legends, Human Tiger Baby Found in India.
Not gonna do.
Thank you.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.abovetopsecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat. We'll be right back.